the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome, folks.
We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't,
you
into,
ain't into that, well, we don't give a damn. Hey, thanks for joining us. And, we certainly do give a damn here at the best Patriot Radio Network out there. And I hope you enjoy the show tonight here on August 14th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. It's called The Trump Phenomenon. And it's so easy to deliver on that promise. Donald Trump does deliver every day. And has done so again in the last 24 hours. So we'll give you our thumbnail sketch of what Trump has done for all of us in the last 24 hours. And always invite you to supplement and complement that sketch of what our president has done for us with your own observations, things that I've missed, of which there are many. Or things that I get wrong, which certainly do occur. And so the idea being the Trump phenomenon. Let's communicate, you know, update each other. We've all got very busy lives. And the utility of this radio show is to find out what happened in the last 24 hours in this new phenomenon that's occurred in all of our lives, which is a president who's actually working for us instead of working nonstop against us, which is what we've all gotten used to for our whole lives. Everything in the government, and I understand, I mean, the cynicism, the anger, the despair, that is the natural byproduct of knowing that the entire deep state, the president, the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court are worming away, weaseling away every day, trying to wreck your world. That's a pretty discouraging situation that we've all lived in. And it's kind of shocking. It is not kind of. It is shocking to have a president who thinks as you do, whose mind travels along the same paths as your own, whose heart is where yours is. It's a shocking thing. How did he has asked this question in several recent appearances. You've heard it here on this show where he said, how did we get here? Because it's shocking even to Donald John Trump. How did I get here? How did we get here? How did we win? It seems like an impossibility. And when you look at Lou Dobbs asks that question in today's Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business, which I'll play for you in just a moment. He asks that same question. How did Donald Trump survive the onslaught that was launched against him from people like Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and James Comey and now Bob Mueller. Well, and different people have different answers. One of the answers, and they're probably all correct, divine intervention is one. Genius is another. The force of history, it's about time. The pent-up demand of all patriots to have a patriot president, a patriot leader. All of the above, I'm sure, are true. Let's see. First, let me welcome Paul Fromm. Paul, thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, so much to discuss.
And let's see, what can I pique your interest with out there, folks? The one of my favorite places to start, Donald Trump's tweets. I'm just surveying his tweets today. He has, let me count the ways. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I see 15 tweets. And he's not done tweeting, perhaps, for today. I see a similar number or more tweets yesterday. It looks like, I see the same sort of tweeting the day before. And, folks, that's a lot of, if you think about it, if you're president of the United States, every word you put out is going, matters. I can say a careless word here or there, even though I'm on a national radio show and lots of people are listening. I have some freedom to kind of shoot my mouth off. Does Donald Trump have that? No, he does not. Every punctuation mark in anything he writes, every pause in what he says is going to be taken apart, and he knows that. So for him to be able to, imagine the writer's block that you or I might get. We're sitting at our keyboard or on our cell phone, and we're in his shoes. You start shaking, you get the willies. what do I say? Well, here's what he has said, some interesting things. I mentioned Lou Dobbs. Donald Trump, 12 hours ago, he quotes Lou Dobbs. Here's the Trump tweet. And remember, he's watching Lou Dobbs. He sees something great. He's like you or myself. I mean, he has secretaries and people around him, so maybe he has a little bit more in the way of resources. He can say to somebody, get that quote for me right there, Lou Dobbs, get that. But probably many times what he has to do is just hit rewind and then play it again and then play it again slowly and then transcribe what he just heard into his tweet. So here's what he says. Quote, quoting Lou Dobbs, this cannot go forward. This special counsel, with all of his conflicts, with his 17 angry Democrats, without any evidence of collusion by the Trump campaign in Russia, the Dems are the ones who should be investigated. Unquote. And then Donald Trump writes, thank you, Lou Dobbs. So true. And let's see, then going back in this chain of tweets on that subject, here he has it like a chain of about five tweets, and I'll read them all to you. They're all good. 13 hours ago, he starts the tweeting with this, Bruce Orr of the Justice Department. Now, I mentioned every punctuation mark will be scrutinized. Bruce Orr of the, and here's the way Donald Trump writes it, quote, Justice, unquote, Department. Folks, Donald Trump is the head of the Justice Department. That's an agency working at his behest as the elected president of the United States. So when he puts the word justice in ironic quotation marks, that's a weighty choice. Bruce Orr of the, quote, Justice, unquote, Department And then in parentheses, he says, can you believe he is still there? Unquote. Imagine if, well, is accused of helping disgraced Christopher Steele, quote, find dirt on Trump, unquote. Or his wife, Nellie, was in on the act big time, worked for Fusion GPS on fake dossier. And then he gives a reference to this story, and his reference is at Fox and Friends. So there's a link. So you can go to the Fox News report. And does Donald Trump go anywhere else? Is there anywhere else he could go? I mean, I look forward to the day he might do a at RBN in his tweets. We may get there, folks, but thank goodness we've got Fox. Then he says, quote, they were all in on it. This is a quote from somebody. He's now quoting Greg Jarrett. Where? Greg Jarrett where? Lou Dobbs where? On Fox. Quoting Greg Jarrett, Trump tweets, they were all in on it. Clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump for things he didn't do. Unquote Greg Jarrett on Fox and Friends. If we had a real, now go get this. If we had a real attorney general, oh, ouch.
Ooh,
yeah. But if you're Jeff Sessions reading that, then he says, this witch hunt would never have been started looking at the wrong people. Now, look at the authority here that Donald Trump is citing. Greg Jarrett, he's the author of The Russia Hoax. Where is that book? It's number one on the New York Times and Amazon bestseller list. All right. And who is Greg Jarrett? He's an incredible attorney who's the top legal expert at Fox News. Next tweet. This is Trump himself writing. Fired FBI agent, not quoting, he's speaking. Fired FBI agent Peter Strzok is a fraud, as is the rigged investigation he started. There was no collusion or obstruction with Russia, and everybody, including the Democrats, know it. The only collusion and obstruction was by crooked Hillary, the Democrats, and the DNC. Now, I like what Donald Trump just said right there. It's typical of why we elected him president, why you out there voted for him in your scores of millions. When he says, and everybody knows it. That's true of just about everything that Donald Trump has proposed as part of the Trump phenomenon. Everybody knows it. Like the little boy who says the emperor has no clothes. Everybody has all along known that what Donald Trump says, we don't need Mexican rapists. We don't need more of those. We have enough. Everybody knows that's true. The next tweet. Strzok started the illegal rigged witch hunt. Why isn't this so-called probe ended immediately? Why aren't these angry and conflicted Democrats instead looking at crooked Hillary? Then he gives the Lou Dobbs quote that we started this series of tweets with. That's just beautiful.
You would think that the perpetrator has been fired for misconduct, that what he had started would be aborted. That would be my interpretation.
Yes, and Lou Dobbs, listen to Lou Dobbs. I think I'm going to play a little of Lou Dobbs here. He's interviewing Kellyanne Conway today. It's beautiful stuff. And Dobbs mentions a hero here, and I forget his name, but there is somebody within the FBI who fired Strzok in the last 36 hours, and that person acted with some independence, not following the recommendation of the inspector general, which was that there be a suspension of Strzok. I think the inspector general, the recommendation of some body within the FBI was that he should have a suspension. And somebody who was had some authority in the FBI, who has some courage, said, no, I'm firing him. You're fired. And that was great. And if you listen to Strzok's attorney, you can hear the shock, the amazement on the part of Strzok and his attorney, that he was in fact fired, that somebody actually didn't play along with the game of the deep state. So here is Lou Dobbs talking about all of this. Let me find my timer here. He's talking with Kellyanne Conway, who's a counselor to the president.
And that is, there is no question.
Let's see here, we'll get it kind of started in about the right area.
Political corruption.
From this government photo, Peter Strzok, who then put on his personal email.
Get this to work for us here. Anyway, this is, of course, I have dozens of engineers working for me here at our lavish studio facilities here in North Dakota. Let's see what, let me hit, what would work here? What button do you recommend, folks? Refresh? Let's try refresh. And we'll try this again. And of course, here he comes, Lou Dobbs, the inimitable.
Gone. Andrew McKay, gone. Peter Strzok, gone. We're talking about the top levels of the FBI, rife with political corruption. I think that the president deserves from the special counsel a reason why they don't close their doors, shut down their operation, and send the 17 angry Democrats crying all the way home. But to put this thing to arrest, this witch hunt.
Well, this president has made very clear, particularly through his social media feed, Lou, that he feels both sides of this should be investigated. In other words, we're still searching around for certain things. 1.2 million documents later, 33 witnesses later, 15 months later since this started. And yet we see at the highest levels of the FBI, which is really a shame for the rank and file 35,000 or so FBI personnel who try to go to work every day and do their jobs. It's really a shame that those at the top echelon, most specifically Strzok, who was in charge of the Clinton email server investigation and then had his thumbs on the scales against Donald Trump, saying, quote, we'll take care of it, we'll never let him win. And what does he do? He gets thrown out, he immediately goes to Twitter to like and retweet all the negative anti-Trump stuff, sets up a GoFundMe page, and shows his true colors. He still buys. Yeah. But by the way, cheese stands alone. Peter Orr is still there. Why is he still there?
Yeah.
And now this is a development, folks. Apparently, Peter Strzok has started a GoFundMe page for himself. This is mind-boggling. So that he can defend his honor. So people are actually sending in money now to help Peter Strzok fight this.
Oh, there are a lot of questions. There are far more questions about the people that remain now still in the upper echelons of the FBI. But we're also, when we talk about Strzok, crowdfunding that he's doing, a lot of people don't realize he's going to be using that money to sue the FBI and to sue David Bowditch, the deputy director of the FBI, who had the guts to override the Office of Professional Responsibility that wanted a suspension. Think of this, a suspension,
60-day suspension
for a man who set off the special counsel, who made the decision to use the words extreme carelessness rather than gross negligence when referring to Hillary Clinton and the email scandal. This is a man who was at the center, the epicenter of what has been 3 years of horrible corruption on the part of the FBI. And that's just what we know about for the last 2 years of the Obama administration.
A lot there from Lou Dobbs, folks. David Bowditch is his name. The Office of Professional Responsibility, the ones countermanded by David Bowditch, who had the guts to fire this this traitor, Peter Strzok. But notice that Lou Dobbs alludes to that. He says this corruption, the worst corruption in American history, which as much of it as we now know of just the last 2 years, he's saying, how bad does this really go? How deep is this? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want to party anything they're giving.
I'm proud and I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it.
Hey, we're back. Let's see here. Well, we heard a bunch of that good Lou Dobbs there. Let's go to some more encouraging stuff. And it's a chance for you to build up some calls here on our caller board. Dr. Kelly's waiting in the line there at 800-313-9443. Good news piling up here in the Trump era, being generated by Donald Trump. By the way, good news on this this Omarosa, this horrible person, Omarosa. Listen to this. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, she's a hag.
A hag. That's a good three-letter word for her.
But not a good hag like Merle Haggard.
Not the hag. He's the hag.
Do you watch CNN at night?
No, I don't.
Do you know who that Negro guy is who gets to run his mouth for a whole show?
Is that Don Lemon?
Yeah. Well, he had a very frightening story last night. He dealt with a photo investigative journalist who had tracked a number of people who participated in Charlottesville and basically tried to ruin their lives with some success. One was a doctor of, I believe, a PhD in electricity who worked for Northrop Grumman. He was tracked down there. They ratted him out to his employer, and he lost his job. Another was an officer in the Marines, and it was very, very cagey how he finally found out who he was. He was put in the brig for a month in the Marines. He was knocked down a rank or two, and then he was court-martialed. When you hear what is the way these efforts were made to ruin people's lives, it's horrifying, and you have to pinch yourself that this isn't North bloody Korea. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. It really is terrifying, and we're in a war. We are absolutely in a war.
Well, here's you use the word hag to describe Omarosa, good three-letter word. Another good three-letter word is the one that Donald Trump uses. Let me find it for you here. How could I have lost it? Here is it somewhere. I should have had this gem. I should have had a separate screen with this gem on it. Where is it? And it's unbelievable. You hear the president saying this. Oh, yes, here it is. Write this. He says, this is 14 hours ago. When you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break, and he's referring to Omarosa, whatever the rest of her name is, and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good work. Now get this. Here's his three-letter word coming up. Good work by General Kelly, his chief of staff, for quickly firing that dog.
Whoa. You know, when you think about the rank and gratitude and opportunism, she begged and pleaded and wiggled and so on. Please, please, please give me a job. He did. And this is the thanks he got. You would have thought that even though the job relation didn't work out, that she would have the dignity to say, well, look, I have my chance at the White House. It's already a bit of a life achievement. I'll say thank you. But no. Yeah.
Well, while she was drawing her big fat paycheck, she was calling Donald Trump a champion. She actually said her phrase, he's a champion of civil rights. But then she gets fired. And this is the Trump phenomenon, folks. This is so refreshing. The entire media, the entire talking heads cabal is out there. Omarosa, whatever her name is, and she, well, you know, what a sight. But anyway, she, heavily made up, is going from studio to studio, wall to wall, nonstop, being interviewed around the clock as the most important thing in the universe. As she implies that I've got access to tapes of Donald Trump using the N-word, on and on and on. He's horrible. He's terrible. And nothing. She has no proof of anything. And who gives a rat's ass if she did? She doesn't.
But yeah. Not so horrible a boss that she wasn't happy to work for him.
Yeah, but the president who then comes back, instead of backing up or, he says she's a dog to the whole world. Well, hey, we'll come back right back after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor.
All of this was within the confines of Donald Trump tweets in a single day. Another thing I didn't get to talk about yesterday, Donald Trump signed the expenditure of $700 billion for our military in a wonderful ceremony at Fort Drum, just across the river there from you in Ontario, Paul, and yep. Across from Lake Ontario, Fort Drum in upstate New York. And what is that? That is the home of the fabled 10th Mountain Division of the U.S. Army, and this is an incredible unit that's trained to fight in mountains and snow and harsh conditions, and they train right there at Fort Drum. And, you didn't see this on the national news, but the president was there out on the runway as 10th Mountain Division helicopters swarmed in, with an incredible display of virtuosity and military skill, delivering field artillery pieces, flying in, setting them down on the runway, and firing, live fire right there on the runway, deploying troops right there on the runway. And you could tell that these soldiers doing this live demonstration of what they're trained to do at great risk to themselves, just to train to do it, and then even greater to do it, how proud they were to have their commander-in-chief right there saluting them. And, you know, and leaders of these various demonstration units came up to, you know, salute the president after they, you know, their unit did what they do. And then you could feel the pride of that soldier in the president extending a hand to shake his hand and congratulate him and salute him. This is a great president, you know, bringing our military back. And so that occurred yesterday at Fort Drum. The oh, my goodness. The and the here we go. He refers to Omarosa as a dog. Okay, now how about the this jihadi in London today who drives his car up on the sidewalk trying to kill people? What does Donald Trump have to say about this animal? He says another terrorist attack in London. These animals. Isn't that beautiful, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the time has come to stop mealy-mouthed nonsense and to call a just call a spade a shovel. I mean, that's what it is. The terrorists who do things like that are depraved, and you know, they must be condemned. And we all, I think we all, I don't think Donald Trump said this exactly, but we have to see what we can do to prevent these people having a presence in our societies. I mean, yes, they are beyond the pale.
And yeah, and there's a good headline out of Canada on that subject. I think I may get to it in a moment. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. Yeah.
In terms of immigration, and I think Trump was driving at this when he made his comments about Muslims during the nomination battle. He said, well, they should be excluded until the government can figure out how to sort them out. And, you know, that's kind of open-ended. I mean, how do you sort them out? I don't know, but I think there should be a reverse responsibility. Before you come to Canada or the United States or any Western country, you should have to prove what benefit you will bring. Not that, well, I can collect welfare until the day I die. No, what positive benefit would you be to our society? I think that's the way we have to look at it. And I think many of these Muslims would be very hard pressed to explain what exactly they bring to this country. They hate us. But
here's falling on deaf ears in Italy. Here's the headline, and I'll take some headlines this time instead of from Breitbart. I'll take another great source of news. If you haven't got Amran.com marked in your bookmarks as one of your favorite websites, you missed out. It's American Renaissance, run by Mr. Jared Taylor. He's one of the real leaders in our cause. I love Jared Taylor, and he gets it right over and over again, has done so for decades. Amran.com. You can just go down the list. It's like reading at Breitbart. Just go down the list of his headlines, and it's authoritative. It's spot on. Here it is. Italy refuses safe harbor to migrant ship. Spain also reluctant. Italy on Monday denied safe harbor to 141 people rescued by a humanitarian ship off the coast of Libya last week, setting up another. Now, that's this verbiage is from Reuters, so, you know, this Jared wouldn't word it that way. He wouldn't call the ship humanitarian. He wouldn't use the word rescued. He'd use other words, setting up another standoff with European Union. Setting up another.
So Libya to try to pick up any of the illegals that are in trouble. No way. I mean, if you're dumb enough to get into a leaky boat to try to sail across the Mediterranean, in my opinion, tough titty.
Yes, and here's reading from Reuters, but it's a great story. So Jared is quoting it. The Aquarius, run by Franco-German charity SOS Méditerranée and Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, picked up the people in two separate operations and is in international waters between Italy and Malta. So they're out cruising in the Atlantic or the Mediterranean right now. Nobody wants them. Malta said it had no legal obligation to berth the ship, and Spain said its ports were not the safest destination. Italy called on Britain to welcome the Aquarius because it was registered in Gibraltar. But the British territory on Spain's southern coast said it should go to an Italian port. The Aquarius spent 9 days at sea in June after Italy's new populist government, that's Matteo Salvini and Giuseppe Conte, big friends of Donald Trump, personal friends, new populist government took office and shut its ports to all humanitarian boats, calling its operators a taxi service and accusing them of helping people smugglers, charges the charities deny, of course. And then here's Matteo Salvini himself. He says this, talking in Trumpian fashion, it can go where it wants, not in Italy.
Good for him.
Basta.
Now back to Libya.
Not in Italy. Go where you want, but not Italy. He said on Twitter, see, a la Trump. Where did Salvini get the idea for this? Trump talking this way. Trump, put it on Twitter. Trump. And then he says, stop human traffickers and their accomplices. Transport Minister Danilo Toninelli, who oversees ports and the Coast Guard, tweeted, he says, Britain should assume its responsibility to safeguard the castaways. and the Gibraltar government, what did they say? They said that they took the ship's right
hit
to
the
fly
a track.
Yeah, they said you can't fly a Gibraltar flag anymore, and you must revert back to your underlying owner's flag that owns the ship, who is a German. So now it's the pointing the finger back at Germany.
Oh no.
And so this is let's see if there's any more of this good stuff. This same ship in June, the Aquarius, ended up taking some 630 migrants to Spain, which welcomed them and the ship. But
your heart bleeds for Spain. They recently elected a socialist government, and they've been taking in thousands of these dregs who have even gotten so bold that they physically attacked the two little Spanish enclaves in Morocco, clambering over a fence and beating people up and screaming and rampaging through the streets. And of course, instead of turning them around and booting them back, the degenerate Spanish authorities have welcomed them. So, thuggery and terrorism works.
Yes. Now, here's another group that's not having a good day, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, based in Montgomery, Alabama. Here's the headline. This is from the New York Post, but quoted, noticed by Jared Taylor. The SPLC's terrible year just got worse. It's been a rough year for the Southern Poverty Law Center, deservedly so, and it just got more difficult thanks to Attorney General Jeff Sessions in this case. So something good about Jeff. Jeff Sessions has ordered a review to ensure that the Justice Department no longer partners with the SPLC and other groups that unfairly defame Americans.
Yeah.
He says, nowadays, Sessions charges, it uses its hate group designations as a weapon to bully and intimidate organizations of which it simply does not approve.
So true and so overdue. That's good on Jeff.
Yeah, so there's a good headline there. Here's another good one. Pardon me, folks. Ben Carson, Donald Trump's appointee to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Here's a nice one from him. And of course, if you're not familiar with Ben Carson, he ran against Donald Trump. Donald Trump fought him very hard in the primaries and, really had a real slug out with Ben Carson. But Ben Carson, when the smoke had cleared and the election was over, Ben Carson embraced Donald Trump and said, I'll certainly bury the hatchet and I support you. It was wonderful. Well, he's now our HUD secretary again. My gosh, a guy on our side running an office that we expect to be horrible. Look at the new thing he just did. He just committed to tearing down the Obama era framework whereby Obama was in every town and burg in America trying to put diversity in your neighborhood in every way possible. Push refugees, so-called, non-Europeans of any variety, push them into your neighborhoods. Carson says no. This is a very short summary of what he's doing. But in a public notice on August 9th, HUD outlined its reasons for quashing the 2015 Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Rule, AFFH, which had been the strongest effort in decades, I would say in American history, to crack down on segregation. This is, this is language of a left-wing reporting or agency, and discriminatory practices in and by American cities and suburbs. And Ben Carson, who's black, said, no, this thing doesn't work. It's a travesty. And he says that the Obama desegregation, supposedly, actually impedes the development and rehabilitation of affordable housing. So he shut down a huge weapon that Obama and the Alinskyites have been using to destroy our civilization.
And save a lot of money, too.
Yes. So that's another great headline. Let's see if I can find a couple more good ones here. I know I'm keeping a couple calls waiting.
I was always impressed by Ben Carson. He's a very accomplished and decent Christian gentleman and a person, a Negro who does not use race as his calling card. He sells himself on the basis of his very real achievements.
A brain surgeon, of great distinction. And now, here's another great headline. This is from the LA Times. A growing number of California detainees are Indians, as in East Indians, crossing through Mexico to seek asylum. On a recent visit to the federal prison in Victorville, California, U.S. Representative Mark Takano was caught by surprise. Of the hundreds of immigrants detained there, he learned possibly 40% had traveled from India seeking asylum.
It might be pointed out, India is a democratic country. The minute that they open their mouth at the airport, their backside should be booted back onto an Air India plane back home. Now, this is nonsense.
Yeah, and folks, there are 1.3 billion more of them. As soon as that floodgate is opened, there are how many people in India would rather be in California? How many people in India would rather be in a prison in Victorville than in India? I would say 1.3 billion. Just as a rough estimate there. By early August, about 380 of the 680 migrants, and I'll say invaders, at the Victorville facility were Indian nationals, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Folks, this is Camp of the Saints. This is unbelievable invasion.
I think they should declare within that area a state of emergency and take the first applicant and give them a fast hearing and throw them out and make it clear that no more will be allowed in with this phony baloney claim. Our borders are constantly being probed by the invader enemy, and if they see an opportunity, they'll take it. In Canada, we've been fighting this for about the last 15 years. Gypsies from Romania, from the Czech Republic, from Hungary, using even our lax policies to get in, and many of them come here not because they're refugees. They're not refugees. All those are democratic countries, but in many cases, simply to commit crime in relatively naive and unsuspecting communities. These probes have to be firmly stopped. So the word gets back to Calcutta, don't bother trying, it's not going to work.
Yeah, so there's that story there. Now here's an encouraging story from Australia. An Australian crossbench senator has invoked the term "the final solution" in an inflammatory speech calling for a plebiscite asking voters whether they want to end all immigration by Muslims and non-English-speaking people from the third world. That's her terminology.
That's Pauline Hanson.
Now, close, Paul. Fraser Anning, A-N-N-I-N-G, and I already love her. I've ever read about her. I'm already in love with her. Fraser Anning. I'm already married Fraser, but, for Fraser Anning, formerly of the far-right Pauline Hanson One Nation Party, and now a member of the Katters, K-A-T-T-E-R-S, Australia Party. Oh, wait a minute. Fraser, I don't want to marry you. He's a man.
I'm wondering about that.
Maiden.
I'm thinking there's a bit too much diversity on that.
Okay, I still love you, Fraser, in a manly way. we'll be right back right after this break.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. Yes, we are. And in our last segment here, I'm going to get to you, Dr. Kelly. I'll get to you, Kevin, in West Virginia. This is a new name on our political horizon. Let me get to his name again. He is formerly opposed same-sex marriage. So that's William Fraser Anning. Born in 1949, Paul. He's 68 years old. He's he saw and lived what Paul and I have seen. He's been in the same around the same racetrack with us. And he's a senator for Queensland. That's that northeastern corner of Australia, headquartered in Brisbane. And in his swearing-in speech of August 14th, that's today, his maiden speech, which is described as the most inflammatory maiden speech to an Australian parliament since One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's in 1996. Now, he's had a falling out with Pauline Hanson. I don't know the details of that. We'll skip that for another time. But he's joined something called Katter's Australian Party. And he criticized cultural Marxism. He's safe schools and gender fluidity garbage. He supports the right to bear arms. And he said, let's see, what are some of the things he said here? Let me go to his speech. It's wonderful. Let's see here. Here he is. He said neither the four, he invoked the White Australia policy. That's the name of it, folks. That was the policy under which Australia was governed for more than half a century, starting in 1901. It was actually called the White Australia policy, suggesting Australians may want to, quote, return to the predominantly European immigration policy of the pre-Whitlam, that's Gough-Whitlam, consensus. The White Australia policy, which restricted non-European immigration, ran from 1901 until it began to be dismantled in the late 1960s. That's a comment. He said neither the former Labor Prime Minister, Gough-Whitlam, nor any subsequent government had ever asked Australians what kind of immigration they wanted. That's the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, to give you what you want, to ask you what kind of country you want to live in, not what kind of country they want, they insist that you live in.
Yeah.
And he says, what we do need is a plebiscite to decide who comes here. And he says the case for ending all further Muslim immigration and non-European immigration is compelling and self-evident. He says the majority of Muslims in Australia of working age do not work. They exist on welfare. They are three times more likely than other groups to be convicted of crimes. And of course, that's an understatement. We have black African Muslim gangs terrorizing Melbourne and on. It's a beautiful. So he says, and we'll close with this. My apologies to Dr. Kelly and Kevin. So why would anyone want to bring more of them here? Sounds like Donald Trump saying, we've got enough Mexican rapists. Hey, I apologize, Dr. Kelly, Kevin. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. And we'll put you right on the air, Kevin and Dr. Kelly. Thank you, Paul. See you tomorrow. Don't stop.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.